Okay, welcome to Okay, Let's Get Real podcast. I'm your host, Elise, and today we are going to be talking about Mama's Boys. I've got my aunt co-hosting with me, Aunt Janelle, and so I did not tell her the stories of what we would be talking about because it was just a whole nother level from what I felt like. And so, I wanted to get just her input on, because we were talking a little bit before we started, on just, like, the typical thing that you think for, you know, when you hear about Mama's Boys, and even, like, Daddy's Girls, you know, how far is too far. So, we were talking a little bit about it, we were talking about how, like, sometimes if, like, mother-in-laws don't, you know, accept their, the new wives and stuff, because I had seen a video, this is what I was going to tell you earlier, I had seen a video of a woman that had her mother-in-law with her, and they were yelling, going back and forth, and she was, all because the mother wanted to take the stroller out for the baby, and the mother-in-law thought that was just ridiculous, for whatever reason, you know, don't know the reason, but the mother's, you know, trying to get this big old stroller out. Mother-in-law's not helping her. And then the mother-in-law jumps in the car and tries to take off with her kid. The mother has to jump in. And, yeah. So, it's like, there's a whole other extreme. But then there's some, like what you were talking about, you know, that might just, you know, I guess more or less just really, really love their mom and want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, can separate that right. In a way.
Right.
But the stories, though, that I have, okay, first I'm going to say that one was sent to me through a video by my friend. And so the video was by Madison Barbosa, and I believe they probably have, I don't know if it's a YouTube or, because it was a video, so I don't know if they do a podcast or whatever. But let me just read this to you. So there's two different ones, okay, two different stories. All right. So here's the story. It said, my ex-husband used to have his mother nurse him when he was anxious or upset.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so when I was 10 days postpartum, his mother came over, you know, to help prep dinners for us. And she told her to go get some rest. And then when she woke up, she came out to the living room, and there he was, sitting on the couch with his mother, and she was breastfeeding him. Now, do you believe that he was actually being breastfed? Like, I don't believe there's milk. I mean, when you're even in, like, young, say that they're in their 20s or something.
Wow. I would say get a therapist.
Right? Because this is, he said it was when he was anxious or when he was tired or upset. So she said, as you can imagine, she lost her, you know.
Okay.
And
I understand.
She said that both of them convinced her that it was more common than she thought. I don't think it's that common because that was really the first time I ever heard of like you hear of like mothers and it's always kind of controversy. Of mothers doing it when their kids like past that age, you know, really.
Yeah.
And that's always kind of like a controversial thing on what they, you know, I'm
right.
Not going to say whether or not.
Right.
Like a 6-year-old or, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know. But never a grown man. Never heard of that. I know. And my little video did not want to start. So I'm going to start my phone and do the video, I guess. I'll just kind of go back.
Okay.
We'll wing it this time.
All right.
But anyway, so YouTube's going to be kind of off, but that'll be all right. So anyways, back to it. Mother came over. She found him in the living room. He was breastfeeding. And she said that she, and this is what I don't know if I would have, I don't know. This. She said, I guess my postpartum hormones had fogged her head because she let them gaslight her into thinking that it was that that was true and it was okay, and he promised he would stop and that would be the last time. I don't know if I could do that, because what's the first thing that pops into your head? Not that it's an anxious thing or whatever.
I don't know if it's more of the mother trying to hang on to the son, or if it's the son clinging to the mother,
or if there's incest.
That was my first guess. That is very, very strange to me. That's a whole nother ball game.
I told you.
You got me speechless, and they very little to make me speechless.
Right.
You know, it takes a whole lot to make me speechless.
Right.
But that right there is just, seriously,
some that's messed up stuff.
That is messed up. And God bless his poor wife. That's all I can say.
Right, because
this is just not normal.
No, that is not normal. And so she said, though, that she stayed with him for the sake of keeping the family together. You know, she was 10 days postpartum, so I think that's probably what she was thinking too. But she said, fast forward to when the kids having the first birthday. It says that he got laid off unexpectedly. Their dog of 14 years had passed away. You know, and I guess planning the birthday and all this other kind of stuff was just like, everything was extremely stressful. She said, well, at a family function, she called him again.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is what's bad. She said the worst part was her father-in-law at that time and her sister-in-law, they knew about it, and they thought that she was crazy when she freaked out.
I don't think she's crazy.
Personally. I don't think she's crazy either. I mean, now she said ex-father-in-law and ex-sister-in-law. So obviously she divorced him after that. But
he would have been my ex too.
But I mean, but the thing is, it's just like, how they knew about it? His dad knew about it? And thought it was okay?
No, he couldn't have thought that was okay. I'm sorry. You just can't think that that's
or either okay. He was just like not going to argue with her.
Yeah.
But I would that not feel weird to know? Like, putting yourself in a man's perspective, you know, like, no, like, let's, you know, I'm a man, I have a wife, and I have a grown son. And I know that he comes over every once in a while to do that because he's stressed out. Like, the sister knew about it, so did they just do it right up in there in a family event in the living room? You know?
Well,
you know?
Was the boy traumatized or something when he was young?
I don't know.
You know, this one right here, I'm telling you, it's plumb out of my league. I say counseling.
Big time.
Serious counseling.
Big time. Because there are some bigger problems going on if the whole family thought that it was okay.
And, you know, to some people, this may be okay. I'm just giving you my personal opinion.
Yeah.
And that being said, no.
Mm-mm.
No. But you need to know beforehand your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your spouse, whoever you're married, you need to know some things.
Right.
And there had to be somewhere down the road, surely.
That she didn't see some sort of signs of something.
Here's your sign.
Right. Because that's another question of mine. How long, you know, were they dating? How long had they been married before she found out the first time? Because it just said she was 10 days postpartum. She didn't say anything about how long they've been married or whatever.
Right.
So my whole thing is, obviously, he's been doing it for a long time. That's been going on for a long time. And how long did they hide that? You know? And then, like, and that was the thing. It's like, they knew that they had to hide it. So, like, they knew that it couldn't be completely okay because they knew they had to hide it from her.
Exactly.
They waited until she was asleep. And then they found that she had to find them at a family event, which was the birthday party. His daughter's birthday party.
How?
I mean, that's what I'm guessing because that's what she said, fast forward to the daughter's first birthday.
Yes.
I mean,
this would absolutely destroy you as a wife, a girlfriend, the mother of this man's children.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is something that's very, very deep.
Right.
That is, oh.
I mean, because there's another story, and this woman ended up was about to marry. This story has been, it was 2 years ago, it was 2023,
mm-hmm.
and I got the story off of the New York Post, but this one has been on several different podcasts and videos and everything else. But a groom was busted doing the same thing with his mother on his wedding day. The bride had to go to the bathroom, and she walked to the bathroom and found him like that.
That's just disgusting.
Is that not? And I think, because that was one of the things I read in there, is that they said, you know, that when they, it was, what it was this one lady that, when it first came out, I think, she was a wedding planner, and she had gotten told by somebody else that was at another wedding that didn't know that, I think it was the makeup artist or something, and she happened to be at the same one, and she was, you know, there when it was going around why the wedding was canceled, and that's what they asked. They said, I mean, how could she still produce milk?
She's not.
There's no way. I mean, it doesn't even matter.
It's comforting.
Right.
You know.
I mean, go get you some suckers.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
You do not have to have that to do that.
Go get you a good
therapist. You need some help.
You need some serious help. I mean, Lord knows, I thought when I was coming into this, we was just going to talk about mama's pets and her boys, and there's nothing in the world wrong with them. No, or, you know, vice versa.
Right.
You know,
we just got into a whole different,
yes, that's just wrong, Elise. Just wrong, you throwing me into that. But you know, nothing surprises me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am not surprised if this is all true.
Yeah, that's what I'm, this,
you know, if it's true.
I think the one at least with the groom, you know, was because of the fact that it was like on so many different things out there, and there was nothing when I went to look for it that it was told to be fake.
Yeah.
But now the other one, that was the only one that I found. So I don't know through those people if they were emailed this or if they happened to find it, how that story came to be. But could you imagine, though? I mean, it's obviously happened. I know that there's people out there that do some crazy things.
Yes.
So I know that, like,
yes,
people have got to be doing, you know. And I'm going to say real quick, just for the video. I had it set up to start recording, and then my camera just went off. So if you're watching through YouTube and it's kind of like started weird or whatever, it's just because, like, I have to, you know, we're winging it today. But anyways, I don't know. When she sent me that, my mouth just dropped.
Well,
like, there's no way.
Yeah. Because, you know, all my life I've heard, you know, oh, he's just a mama's boy. She's a daddy's girl.
Right.
You know, and in a lot of cases, people want to call these guys mama's boys. They're just, maybe, they just love their mom. They're just close to their mom.
Right.
They need their mom for advice.
Right.
They are very clingy. But when you get so deep that you mess your kid's head up.
Right.
Because
I agree. I completely agree. I think that, especially people that are just married or, I mean, going through the things that your parents have already went through.
Yes.
And, you know, with a son, I can see that their dad's being a little bit more rougher, you know, like when they actually need somebody that can provide a different type of advice for them, you know. And it's the same with daddy's girls. I think that's the same thing. But I do believe that even really the stopping point of that is if it does actually affect, you know, your marriage, because like there are some of them that they completely will side with their parent, whether they be the girl or the boy, and they won't, you know, take the side of the spouse that's obviously having problems, you know.
Yes.
And I do hate seeing families that do get torn apart where they have to like completely tear away from their parent. But I have seen where that mom or dad has just overstepped and doesn't listen to saying, okay, well, maybe I need to back up a little bit and show a little bit more respect or whatever.
Right.
But if the spouse is doing right, I'll say that. Because if the spouse is not doing right, if there's any sort of abuse or anything like that, obviously.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. You need your parents.
Right.
Whether it be your mom, your dad.
Right.
Whichever one that can help you. I would want my son mm-hmm. or daughter to know that if there was anything that was causing them harm or mm-hmm. hurt, or they just didn't understand.
And they can still come to you.
They can come to me.
Because sometimes you can't go to your spouse. I hate to say yeah. that, but if there's not good communication, and if the problem is them,
yeah.
you know, but I will say this, that if you do go to your parents and your parents are a little more to, let's say if the problem's small.
Yes.
And the parents do get a little too defensive with yes. it. That's, you know, you might not, I would say that you might need a friend, more or less, to talk
yes.
to, but to tell everything, you know, if the problem's small. But if it's big, then yeah, you gotta have somebody in your corner. But these stories right here,
yes.
to say that they do that as a soothing thing, like...
I think it's a control thing, sometimes.
Yeah. The mother, do you think that the mothers have just warped their minds, like, you know, so bad? But what gets me is the one, if she was married to him for so long, if that was true, how did she not see any kind of signs of his mother just having that kind of control on him?
Yeah, there had to be signs.
There had to be something that she just said, maybe this is all it is, and didn't realize how bad it actually was.
Yeah. And she just, sometimes, I guess she just took it too far.
Yeah.
When, you know, there's a time to just cut things off and tell your kids, I'm sure, that, hey, I'm here. And I'm talking about the crazy stuff.
Yeah, the weird stuff.
You know, it shouldn't have went on that long to start with. There's some kind of issue there.
But I mean, like, did he not have friends that he felt like, you know, obviously they didn't think it was as normal as it was because they were just saying that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he had to have had, his whole life felt like he had to hide that.
Well, sure he did.
I mean, it had to be in the back of his head that this really isn't normal. My other friends don't do this.
Exactly.
You know, so there was obviously, like she said, gaslighting there.
Of course.
But it almost makes me wonder if it really wasn't any of that, and they just was weird like that. Because I'd seen another video where it was police officers arresting somebody, and it was because her boyfriend, they were older, but the boyfriend walked in, and the mother and son was extremely drunk, and they were getting it on.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's just...
Yeah. And he called police, which he should have. He should have. You know? And it's just like, it makes you... I believe more of that than I do that there's more people out there that think that's normal. You know what
yes.
I'm saying?
Yeah, it's definitely not normal. I mean, I've never even seen mama's boys and stuff like that. Of course, they got stuff on reality TVs and stuff that you see about mama's boys, mama's girls, you know.
Right.
My daughter.
And there's always, like, some sort of drama that goes along with it.
Well, when you get to that point that a parent has total control over their child's marriage relationship, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, somebody didn't, you know, pay attention to things when they were dating. You know, or when you meet this boy, or when you go to his house to visit his family, you know, something, there's got to be a sign somewhere that things are a little deeper than just a child being insecure or very close to their parents.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if mine called me up today and said, hey, mama, you know, I need you. This is what happened. This is what's been going on. You bet I'm going to be there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You bet I'm going to handle the situation. Oh, yeah. But my child has got my support. But now, if they're in the wrong, they're in the wrong.
Yeah.
But if there's something going on that they need their mama, I want mine to feel comfortable enough that, hey, you know, come to me. I'm
right.
here.
Right.
You know.
Right. That's exactly how I feel. But that's, like, with this, though, I even think, like, maybe there really wasn't any sign. Maybe they were just that good at hiding it because, you know, and just maybe there just wasn't any.
It's
I don't
a possibility.
Know. But I'm very thankful about the one that, you know, was able to end her wedding. I mean, imagine.
Yes.
You know, so I can see more, I guess, of her not seeing any signs. Unless it was just like you just think that, like what we would talk about, the typical, you know, mama
yes.
boy type relationship.
Yes.
So maybe she thought it was just that, you know?
Wow.
Or, you know what I mean? And then, oh, you know, but it's like, I would almost want to walk in and find him cheating.
Yes.
You know, I would almost want to just anything.
Right.
Anything
right.
other than that. I don't know if I could even, I don't know if I'd have words.
I'm sure
I mean,
you know me. I might not. I mean, I might be so.
What the thought like? Is this the twilight zone?
Exactly.
you
know,
even?
What in the world are you thinking?
Yeah.
You know, this is just, no.
I mean, the first one on the wedding, or the second one, it was on the wedding day.
Yes.
On the wedding day.
Yeah.
And then the other one, the first time was bad, but then, like, his daughter's birthday?
That's so
like,
hurtful.
Come on.
Yeah, these people need Jesus. I'm too.
They need something.
Yes.
Because that I just had so many questions. Like, obviously, you can't say it's breastfeeding because I just do not believe that there's anything there. And then I could see, like, the whole comforting thing, but I mean, like, no point in his head did he ever think that I need to quit this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no point. There's no time. Like, even the mother, like, I don't know. It does not compute with me at all. I don't understand that.
Well, it being the mother that, that was doing this, allowing it to happen. I don't know. I mean, it's hard for me to say because I don't know the situation.
Right, we don't know the whole thing.
You know, maybe that's the way the mama was raised and she thought it was okay.
You never know.
You know, you
or
never
either,
ever know.
But I do. I think it was more of her not wanting to lose her son. On both of them, not wanting to lose her son or either some sick nastiness behind it. And then the son just been doing it his whole life. He might have thought
right.
that it was normal, but or maybe at one point he realized it wasn't normal, but it was no way that he could stop. You know, it's like his mind was already warped.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think maybe control plays a role in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I think so too, because like, just not wanting to lose a certain type of relationship with her son. Because, you know, it's like one of those things that you have with your kids. And then when they become, like, teenagers, there's a different relationship. And then when they become adults, there's a different relationship, you know, and all this. And it's just, I think in that instance, the mother did not want to lose what she had with him as a child.
Yes.
That's
a possibility
in the head too.
Yes, because there's a time to grow up.
Yeah, there's a time that I mean, you got to let go.
Yes.
talk about not being. You know, what's the phrase? Talking about being cut by the umbilical cord or something. Cut the cord. I mean, like, talk about that. You know
what
I mean?
Strength. You know.
Oh, gosh.
Actually, that's almost scary to even think about.
It really is. It's
that.
That it can go to that extreme.
Well, you know, and this is just honest.
Mm.
If while that child was growing up, even up to a teenager, if the right person found out about that, you could have lost that child for forever.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised that, I mean, I would have liked to know, like we said, if these stories are true, which I'm assuming they are.
Yeah.
But I would like to know what the actions were after that. Then, you know, was authorities called in about it? You know, because, I mean, that's...
Well, you're adults by then.
But, you know, isn't there, like, I guess depending on what state you're in about incest, but I don't know all the laws and all that kind of stuff. But,
no,
I mean, I would assume that would be considered.
That's what I call it.
I mean,
but, you know,
that's what I mean, you just don't know, but that's something crazy. But anywho, that's...
Wow. Yeah, Elise.
She said, don't you ever come bring me on this show without telling me.
I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, if you do this again, that's going to be a problem for me. Yeah.
She's going to say, I want to read the story. I want to know what's going on. Did you surprise me with this kind of crap again?
Give me the facts up front, because I come in here thinking we're going to talk about sport boys or sport girls. You know, just sport children that they can run to mama and get everything they want, no matter what their spouse says, you know. I'm thinking we're talking about a boy that's going to go out and spend $2,000 on a new set of rims and go to mama's to buy his groceries. You know? No, this is a whole nother conversation.
Play. I know. That was...
Yes. Yeah, she threw me out here, y'all. yeah.
It's not like you to be speechless.
No, that's not like me at all to be speechless. But yeah, like I've always said, nothing embarrasses me. If you have a problem, come to me. But am I embarrassed? No. But am I shocked? Yes.
Yeah, right.
I am shocked.
That
but
was
there
mine.
Again, we're going to go back and say, we don't know if this stuff's true.
We don't know if it's really true or not.
Something somebody made up.
Yeah, because like I said, I could not find that story whatsoever, the video that I was sent. With the lady 10 days postpartum.
Yes.
Like I said, it could have been an email that they got. I have no idea. But the one with the groom being busted at his wedding, on his wedding day, that story was like all over the place. So I'm assuming that one was real.
Yeah, that would just make you nauseous.
Right. Which they said that obviously the bride was the only one who saw, you know, the makeup artist said she wasn't present at that moment, didn't see. She just, that was what had went around on the reason why.
And you brought me out here in a lightning storm.
I know, it's storming here, and now I guess we're going to be stuck here until I did not bring my umbrella.
Well, me either. I do not have an umbrella.
Which,
back
to our live right next door.
I'll chance the lightning today.
Yeah. I know. I'm just gonna run home. Both of us literally, we live right next door.
Yeah,
so.
I'm just gonna run. But with all that being said, we do not know if any of this is true.
Right.
And if I had been the bride, I'm gonna run. Would
right.
I have thrown it out there for the world
right.
to hear or see? I think I would have been too embarrassed.
I think so, too. I don't know if I would want the whole world to know about that, but I would have called the wedding off.
Definitely.
And the first story, I don't think that I would have... And she might have went through all this. I don't know. But if you were going to work it out, I would assume that you would say you were going to therapy, we're doing this for you. And they wouldn't even separate, blah, 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 blah. Or if she just forgave and forget. I don't think I could forgive and forget. But my would be like, I can see about the whole wanting to keep, because she literally just had a baby 10 days ago.
Yeah.
When that happened, I could see someone wanting to try to work it out for the sake of the family. But I definitely, I mean, obviously, it would be just like if he was to cheat, you would have trust issues.
Well,
so I don't know if I could have said we're going to go to therapy and do all this. I think I would have been too grossed out.
Exactly.
And been like, no, like, and have this whole, like, that's just disgusting,
right.
You know, and I'm not going to have my kid around it.
Right.
And I probably would have, yeah, been done with that. Because that's another thing. I don't know if I would want to have my kid around grandparents and stuff like that to think that's okay.
Exactly. No. No, that is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my personal opinion. To some people,
right.
It might be.
Right. We are no way, shape, or form licensed professionals, but we can put our two cents in.
Yeah, I will not judge other people, but I will not accept that kind of stuff.
For sure.
Either way, no form, no fashion.
No.
Now, if I'd been the woman, I'm just going to tell you, I'm just like I am. I'd have got my baby and I'd have walked out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would not want my child growing up thinking that that's okay, because it's not.
It's not okay.
If you have insecurities of that type, and if you need that kind of connection, you definitely need a therapist and maybe some medication.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I mean, definitely, yeah. Because look at all the other ways that you can, you know, be stressed.
Deal with anxiety or
distress.
Right. Go for a walk.
Right. But like we went back to, it's got to be that he was so manipulated and he got his mind so warped by his mother. And I think his sister and the dad did too, thinking that, you know. And I think it's just one of those things that that mother just took 100% complete control.
Right.
But,
yeah. You know, cry with your child. Sit with your child and let them just spill all of the heartache and the hurt and the frustrations or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But don't take it too far. That's
no,
just...
Don't take... Yeah.
That's just...
I feel weird.
I think it's went on his whole life.
Yeah.
Because that's not something you would think that would just start.
No. Lord, no. He was doing it his whole... Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way that... Either one of those stories that they just started doing that, because then you would know that there's way more to it than just a soothing mechanism.
Yes.
But like, yeah, there's just so many different questions that we obviously can't get to today, but yeah, so I'm sorry for throwing this at you.
Yeah. That's all right, I'll get you back.
And next time, if I ever have you on next time, I will tell you everything.
Yes.
But and have you can prepare for it. But I guess we're going to end it here, because I really don't know if there's any much more that we could talk about with it. We pretty much came up with all of our conclusions on these two stories that was brought upon me. And could put our two cents in the best that we could. And, but anywho, so I guess we're gonna go, but thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
First guest.
Thank you.
So.
Well, if she does any of the rest of them like she's done, then y'all gonna have some surprise guests.
All right. Well, thank y'all. Thank y'all, and I hope that you will have a good rest of the week, and I'm going to try not to have so many surprising, just way out there stories, but I just couldn't help myself this time, but again, thank you, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.